You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. It's time to look ahead to the action that's coming up on Tuesday, the 5th of February. And we've got three meetings on Racing Radio. Hopefully, obviously, everything's okay with the weather and what have you. Sedgefield and Market Rasen in the afternoon and Newcastle then in the evening. So join us for all the day's action. And you can listen to Racing Radio, of course, online or via the William Hill app. And also online and via the app, you can also watch William Hill's Betting TV. Don't forget about that. You get every UK Greyhound race live. You also got free-to-watch US horse racing in the evening as well. More live action besides, and the latest on the days in play betting. So you can also watch that on the William Hill website or on the app. But here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby, in the company, once again, of Lord John Budden. John, it's great to have you with us. How are you?
It's great to be here, John. I'm very well indeed.
Fantastic. Good to hear. And in a second, we'll get your thoughts on a couple of the selections for Tuesday's action. But we'll start off, as we usually do on the Tuesday Racing Podcast, by taking a look at the Monday jury in the Racing Post, the questions that the trade paper are posing to their panellists this week. We also ask our pundit here on the podcast. They've got the usual good array of people asking the questions this week, John. I noticed they've even got Chris Hughes from Love Island, who's a big racing fan, answering the questions. Have you ever seen Love Island?
I haven't. No, I regret to say I haven't. But I did note what I call the variety of characters in the jury today.
Mm. Yeah, we've got a few jockeys in there. The traders, Chris Hughes, it's all going on. Yes. And now we've got you, Lord Budden. So we start off with Apples Jade. Where do you stand on Apples Jade and her Cheltenham Target, of course, an impressive winner of the Irish Champion Hurdle over the weekend?
Well, the question says, where do I stand? If I owned Apples Jade, I would definitely run her in the Champion Hurdle. I just think she's... probably the best hurdler in the country at the moment, in the UK and Ireland as well. I also feel that Apples Jade is better this season than she has been before. She's been pretty useful before, let's get that clear. But I remember earlier in the season, I think it was at Nace, it might have been at Navan, but it was one of the two ends, ran in a decent race, and a lot of people said Apples Jade, on last year's form, has got to improve quite a bit. And I remained loyal to her then, and she won really well. Jack Kennedy riding a very confident race, and she's never stop this year. So, answer to the question, if Apples Jade was mine, I would run her in the Champion Hurdle, and I think she'd have a very good chance of winning. On the other hand, it is the owner who has the right to decide what race to go in. And if he decided that he wanted to win the Mayor's Hurdle rather than possibly not win the Champion Hurdle, that's perfectly fair. And it's also, I noticed that Robbie Power on the jury had said something about the Mayor's race. He said, if we're having a Mayor's final race, then surely the best Mayors should run in that race.
Yeah.
And he reckons that Apples Jade ought to go to the Mayor's. I personally say no. If it was me, Champion Hurdle.
Well, Gordon Elliott's reporting over the weekend that the Champion Hurdle will indeed be the target for Apples Jade. So it'll be good to see her line up in that one. A potential fantastic battle with Bouvardet, which brings us on to the next question. Is Bouvardet still firmly the one to beat in the Champion Hurdle?
Well, the question asks, is he the one to beat? The answer is yes, he is the one to beat. I wouldn't say he is invincible, but there are one or two factors in his favour. He's very tough. He likes Cheltenham. He comes into his best, really, around about the springtime. He's had an easy campaign so far this season. I don't think the form of the Fighting Fifth, incidentally, which he won really well, is proved very substantial since then. then, but be that as it may, Bouvetaire won the race very, very easily indeed. So there are a lot of things in his favour. Much will depend on the ground, in my view. If it is soft, then I think Bouvetaire has got a better chance of winning the hurdle for the third consecutive year.
Okay, well, on from hurdlers to chasers now, and Min, another winner from the Dublin Racing Festival, of course. Would he be better off in the Champion Chase or the Ryanair Chase at the Cheltenham Festival?
Well, I think it's almost the same sort of situation with the owner as with Apple's Jade. Min, if he runs in the Champion Chase, is likely, and I would only say likely, to be beaten by Altior. If he ran in the Ryanair Chase, he would have a very good chance of winning it. Min is a Cheltenham horse. Min won at the Dublin Festival really well. Pity, of course, that Simply Ned wasn't there to sit in his tail, but nevertheless, Min was a very comfortable winner. He is a class horse. If he went in the Ryanair Chase, he would have a very good chance of winning. On the other hand, Altior can't go on forever, and the kudos of winning the Champion Chase is extremely tempting. But again, the owner is going to make up the mind. I personally would run him in the Champion Chase, but I don't own the horse.
Well, sticking with the chasers now and looking ahead to the Cheltenham Festival, is the Richeburg now your idea of the Arkle winner after the weekend?
Not really, in simple language. I thought he won well on Saturday. There's no question about that, the Richeburg. But this is a wide-open race, the Arkle, and the two that I like, not necessarily in the order, are Dynamic Dollar, who is a very consistent and bold-jumping horse, and if everything goes his way, could go extremely well in the Arkle. But Lalo has to be my choice. Sensational, I thought his performance at Cheltenham before Christmas, and he gets on really well with Richard Johnson, assuming that Richard is going to be in the saddle. I think Lalor's got a really good chance, and I would prefer him at this moment to La Richeburg.
Okay, well, we'll switch our attention now to the action that took place in Britain over the weekend. And what did you make of the Scilly Isles chase won by Defi de Soy? Of course, beat Lost in Translation, reversing the form from the Dipper Novices chase at Cheltenham on New Year's Day.
Yes. The only thing which worries me about Defi de Soy is a possible, not dislike, but a possible disappointment when he has a run at Cheltenham. I think he's a very, very good horse. He was, of course, a top-class young hurdler, and I expected him to be an outstanding chaser. He's taken a bit of time to come to his own, but I thought it was a good win at Sandown in the Scilly Isles chase. I think this is a class horse in Defi de Soy, and I don't think there's really anything into a possible dislike for Cheltenham. I think that's just a coincidence, basically.
Obviously, he was great at Cheltenham over hurdles, but
yes,
it's just over fences so far. Four runs and the two defeats have both been at Cheltenham, but just a coincidence, you reckon?
I think it's just a coincidence, yes. And I think on reasonably good ground, he could, you know, be my horse. And I do think that his victory in the Scilly Isles Novices Chase showed that Defi de Soy was on the way up.
Okay, and our final question in the Monday jury this week. It's a nice, easy one, as the Racing Post point out here. Who's going to win the Betfair Hurdle on Saturday?
Well, I've got to go with that. Aldanza myself. Aldanza. I was a caller when the Tristan Davis hurdler won. He was an outstanding bumper, of course, last year, winning the entry bumper. He ran for the first time over hurdles at Carlisle in November, and it was a day in which the Tristan Davises had several horses running at the Cumbrian venue, and Aldanza was the most impressive winner. Sam Tristan Davis just skittled him round Carlisle, asked him to quicken, I remember, turning for home, and he came right away. Since then, of course, he's won a couple of races at, well, some would say more serious venues, and he's done that really well. And so I can't desert him. I think he's going to be very difficult to beat. And he could actually be a really class horse. It has to be said that there are others who could give him a really hard race, but I will stick with Al Dancer.
In time of recording, Al Dancer, the 4-1 favourite for the Betfair Hurdle with us here at William Hill. 9-2 Getaway Trump, Munsweather Cock is an 8-1. Did They Leave You Out 2 is 14s, also 14-1. Bally Andy and Countista, Vision to Flow 16-1, also 16 to Lisbon Thomas Derby, and it's 20-1 and bigger for the rest. And you can hear that live on Racing Radio on Saturday. So now we'll turn our attention from the Monday jury to the action that's coming up on Tuesday, Lord Budden, and you've got two selections for us. They both run at Newcastle, and I believe the first of them is in the opener.
Yes, it is in the 4:15 at Newcastle. Interesting little race, and it's a wide open contest in my view. Royal Cosmic will probably start favourite. Richard Farr, his horse, is going fairly well at this current moment, and this horse, Royal Cosmic, was a ready winner at Southall. I don't necessarily think that it was a very high-class race, though. And the interesting thing about this opener is that many of the horses have either won at Wolverhampton last time out or been placed. Royal Cosmic was a slight exception in that it was Southall where he won. A couple of rather difficult names to decipher. The first one is Rebecca Menzies' horse, which I think is Tetradrachem. And Rebecca is in very good form, certainly has been. One or two slight disappointments over the last sort of 10 days or so, but basically the stable in excellent form, and there's no reason why Tetradrachem should not be involved in the shake-up. We then have a horse beginning with H-U-G-E, which I think is pronounced Hugo Igo.
Yes.
And Hugo Igo, of course, is trained by Jovial Jim Goldie. And Jovial Jim has a very good record at Newcastle on the Tapeter. And this horse, Hugo Igo, was second last time out over course and distance at Newcastle. Has to go well. I think has a big chance of winning this contest, but my selection is going to be one nearer the top of the weights. I'm going to go for Ian Jardine's horse, Flood Defence. Ian Jardine's team have been just a little bit in and out over the past fortnight or so, but this horse was only beaten 1¾ lengths in probably the better of the Wolverhampton contests last time out, and the trainer has an excellent record on the Tapeter at Newcastle, so I'm going to go for Flood Defence.
Okay, Flood Defence, the selection for John in the Newcastle opener on Tuesday. And what about your other pick?
The 5:15 is a slightly classier contest. It's over 7 furlongs. That's actually quite important because there is one very fancied horse who is trying 7 furlongs for the first time for a while. However, going down from the top, James Bethel quite often comes up with a winner at Newcastle, and Madawan is his horse here, and ran pretty decently over course and distance last time out, finishing third here at Newcastle, has to be in with a reasonable chance. And the same could be said about Julie Camacho's horse, Chosen World, has run 5 times at Newcastle, and one on the penultimate was beaten last time out, though, into 5th place. Anthony Britton has got some quite decent handicappers in his charge at the moment, and Grey Destiny would have to be one of the better. Only just got beat into 2nd place when going for a hat trick last time out, and I would think it has got to go fairly well. But I've left the horse who is trying over a slightly longer trip to the last moment, and that is Ruth Carr's horse, who I think could go very well here, Bobby Joe Legg. Now, Bobby Joe Legg has run 2x at Newcastle over the past month, over 6 furlongs, and he's been beaten narrowly on each occasion, running on strongly. He now tries 7. Now, on paper, that should favour Bobby Joe Legg. I hope it will, anyhow. He's got plenty of stamina in the pedigree. Ruth Carr, it comes into a bit of form generally around about this time, February, March. And I thought Bobby Joe Legg had a decent chance of scoring at what might be quite a good price.
Okay, Bobby Joe Legg, the selection in the 5.15 for John Budden. For Ruth Carr, and you can hear the day's action on Racing Radio. I'll be your presenter throughout the day, joined by the Andes, Holding and Gibson, to take you through all the action. So make sure you join us. Our first race comes up at 1.35, assuming everything is still on, and so that'll be a 1.25 start to the show. On Tuesday, another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast to come tomorrow as well. Don't forget Betting TV for all the latest greyhounds, US horse racing free to watch, and the latest on the day's in-play betting opportunities as well. But John, thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
Thank you, John. Pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.